Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. And as we told you in hour number one, there's a lot of talk in the city and county of Marion this morning because of a story that came out of a city council meeting on Monday night, and that the Marion Star broke through the media yesterday about 4:45, it looks like. The story was first put on the Marion Star page. I believe it will be in the hard copy of the Marion Star today. I don't believe it made it in yesterday because of the late nature of the release of the story. But either today or tomorrow. I haven't seen today's paper, but it is online. Now, the headline reads, Marion Auditor's Office mistakenly paid $1.28 million to the wrong account. Now, there's a lot to this story, and a few people commented in this article, but one of those people who we have not heard from is the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer, and very kindly and on very short notice, he has agreed to join us this hour to sort this out for us, and a lot of stuff in this article, and I can't thank him enough for doing that. I know he stays very busy, but we welcome to these microphones to sort all this out for you, the community of Marion, the mayor, Scott Schertzer. Mayor, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing well. This is an interesting story. Now, here's what I have, and you tell me any place that I'm wrong. What I understand is there was a city council meeting on Monday night, and Auditor Landon came and said that $1.28 million had been paid to the state for federal taxes when it should have went to the IRS. Now, what we know at this point is that the state has not returned this money, and that the IRS has been paid. Now, there's a lot that goes into this, which hopefully we'll be able to straighten out here, but is that what happened?
Well, I think we're all still trying to get to the bottom of everything, Scott. I found out by accident a couple of weeks ago. You know, the auditor often speaks of the transparency in his office, but when I have to find out something of this magnitude by accident, I don't exactly call that transparent.
So nobody came to you?
Well, actually, somebody did come to me. Once when the auditor's office found out of the erroneous payments or double payment to the state, an employee within the office was having to defend themselves that it was not their duty nor their responsibility to pay the federal income tax withholdings. Excuse me. And so, therefore, the president of the local union, the Steelworkers Union, became involved in the process because there could have been some disciplinary action erroneously taken against that employee who had nothing to do with the payment of the federal income tax. And then that was brought to my attention at that point in time by the president of the local union.
At this point, do we know when Auditor Landon became aware, and how long was it before you became aware, kind of by somebody else, not Auditor Landon?
Well, that's a very good question, Scott, and I think that's a question that needs to be answered. Look, you know, I've been in politics for a number of years, as you and your listeners may know, and I was kind of, I've come up through the political ranks with a philosophy of, you know, you tell it all, you tell it first, and you tell it yourself, okay? That's what you're supposed to do. You take responsibility for the actions, and your actions that you're responsible for within your office. You don't blame other people. You don't continue to blame and blame and blame and blame and distort the truth. So I'm not real sure what the truth is, but I think that the public in Marion has a right to know the full truth and nothing but the truth. Apparently, this happened in June of last year when the payroll clerk was on bereavement leave. So we should be able to pinpoint who in the auditor's office did the payroll in June of last year of 2020. Then that would give us the person responsible that did this, whether it was a mistake, whether it was incompetency. I remember the month very clearly because the auditor came to me and asked for assistance because I had individuals on my staff that could assist with the payroll, but they came to us so late in the payroll process that we couldn't guarantee that the payroll checks would get out in time because it takes time to put the payroll together. And we told them that we would help, and we couldn't make the guarantee that it would go out on time. And then he chose to go ahead and do it on his own, and then that apparently is when this mistake was made. So the mistake was made likely in June of 2020. Now, I don't know when the auditor found out, okay? I really don't. That's another important question that we need an answer to. I understand that the double payment went to the state. I do understand that the state is likely to reimburse the city for that double payment. That seems fair. That shouldn't have been that way. But the problem is now is they went ahead and paid the federal withholding. Where did the authority come from to spend an additional $1.28 million after the mistake was made?
Now, this is a question. Now, just to catch the audience up here if they haven't seen the article yet. Now, $1.28 million was paid to the state of Ohio for federal taxes when it should not have been. It should have went to the IRS. Now, they have not given the money back, but as the mayor said, likely that will probably happen. But somewhere along the way, $1.28 million, an additional, was paid to the IRS because they were owed that. But there is a question, and it was brought up at this city council meeting. I think Ayers Ratliff and Kai Mead both had questions about this, about apparently it was just done, city council did not vote on it, and is that legal for the auditor to make that payment? Do we know the answers to those questions, Mayor?
No, we don't know the answers to those questions. I can't imagine under any scenario where a single individual has the authority to spend $1.28 million unilaterally on their own without going through the branches of government. That's why we have the three branches. They're checks and balances. That's why we have a finance committee. I don't know that it's been done inappropriately, but the best course of action would have been to bring it to finance committee, make everybody aware of it. Tell it all, tell it first, tell it yourself.
At any point after you found out about this from whoever it was in the auditor's office, did you have a conversation with Auditor Landon about this?
I sent a letter to Auditor Landon asking him for documentation that showed that we, A, double paid the state, and B, that apparently that we have received a letter from the IRS indicating that we have not paid our federal withholdings since June of last year. So I have asked for those documentations. Unfortunately, I have been out with COVID for the past 10 days, so today is my first day back to work. So I have not seen those documents yet, and I hope to take a look at those with the law director this week to determine exactly when the auditor found out that we have not been paying the IRS. There is a form called the 941 form that you file with the IRS when you do the federal withholdings. I'd like to see the 941 forms to make sure that we've been filing them appropriately this whole time.
Hmm. And I want to come back to this for just a second, but I had not heard this. You sound good. You were diagnosed with COVID. How are you?
Well, I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. It was rather rough for a while. My two teenage daughters both came down with it, and then obviously I got it. My wife, Ann, was the only one in the family who did not get it. God bless her. But it was actually pretty rough for 10 days. Mm. So I don't feel 100%. I don't feel sick. You just don't feel like you have your full energy level back yet.
And well, we wish you well with that. And back to this story, because there are some interesting things in this that we want to cut through. Now, it's my understanding from what the Marion Star has written that Auditor Landon is saying at this point that he was given the wrong account number by a payment company that the city uses. Now, do we know, is that confirmed? Is that fact, fiction? Do we know?
Well, once again, I think we're falling into a situation where we're trying to find somebody to blame. Find out who did the payroll in June of last year. Then you'll find out where the problem began. If you continue just to point fingers and blame the payroll clerk and blame the software company, the software is only as good as the data entry person. So what happened? Let's find out what's going on.
How can this information be obtained, the information you just spoke of?
Well, I wrote a letter to Auditor Landon about 2 weeks ago before I went into COVID quarantine. So those documents, I was told by my administrative assistant, have been delivered to the mayor's office. But again, I need to see exactly... have I received exactly what I have asked for to be able to ascertain what the problem here is? Now, keep in mind, this is not the responsibility of the mayor. This is a sole responsibility of the city auditor's office. That's where the responsibility lies. That's who should be taking responsibility for this mistake that has been made.
In the article, it is alluded, pretty well said flat out, a matter of fact, forget the alluded word, that Auditor Landon is speaking with legal counsel for the city about legal action against this payment company that gave him the wrong account number that he claims is... What do you make of that?
Well, again, I think it's a dodge. I think it's just another way to make an excuse to say it wasn't my fault when clearly it's the responsibility of the auditor to execute the payroll and make sure that the federal and state tax withholdings are paid in a timely manner.
When it comes to $1.28 million, for those of us who don't work in government, is it logical that a wrong account number could show up and you could make that big of a payment and not realize you were paying it to the wrong organization or wrong agency?
Well, I would hope that there are checks and balances in place within the auditor's office that would prevent mistakes like this from taking place. I honestly don't know, Scott. That is a relevant question for the auditor to answer.
There has been a question of the timeline of this. That was there somebody looking over this? Were audits going on? Should audits be going on in the auditor's office that would catch something like this?
Well, I know that there are internal audits that should be taking place throughout the course of a calendar year. I honestly don't know, Scott.
A lot of people, I think Ayers Ratliff said this during the city council meeting, that it wasn't the payment agent's mistake, that this all falls back to the auditor's office. Do you feel that way at this point, or do you need more information?
Well, I think any time that you can get more and accurate information, it paints a better picture and more accurate picture. I don't dispute that. But the fact remains is that it's the elected auditor's responsibility to appropriately and accurately execute the payroll. And I don't know that that's been done.
When you found out about this, this is a lot of money to a lot of people, and I think a lot of money to the city. What was your genuine reaction after being mayor of this city for quite a while?
Well, my first reaction is, you know, how did this mistake happen? Who's responsible for it? What should be done with or for or to the person that's responsible? And really, where did the additional $1.28 million come from? Because I just found out this past Monday night in the council meeting that apparently they have gone ahead and paid the IRS the appropriate number, dollar amount for the withholding. So where did that money come from?
Now, for somebody who wouldn't understand this, when it comes to a city's budget, is there just money laying around like that, $1.28 million?
One would certainly hope not. So I think that the council, the public, as well as myself, need a clear understanding of where the $1.28 million came from.
Before Monday night, you obviously say you were aware just a few weeks ago, but you obviously have been out with COVID, which I think this is the first time we're hearing about this. Was anybody else aware? Was council aware going in Monday night that this was an issue?
Well, the letter that I sent to the auditor requesting the documentation, I did CC the council president, the president pro temp, and the finance chairman. So that means Todd Schneider, Ayers Ratliff, and Josh Daniels as chairman of the finance committee were aware of what I was requesting.
For a long time, and we have talked about this, since Auditor Landon won that position in the election a couple years ago, there seemingly, from the outside, has been a little bit of a shaky relationship between the mayor's office and his office for whatever reason. Why is that, in your opinion? And is that true?
Well, I think that that's a matter of people's opinion. I have a standing meeting with the auditor on the first Thursday of every month. It is locked into my schedule, and to be honest with you, the auditor has only come to that meeting about three times since he was elected, and that is the same procedure that I used to do with the previous auditor, so we could keep in touch with one another. We had a standing monthly meeting to stay on top of things. So I do not believe if there is any sort of a shaky relationship between the two offices that it is a result of my office, because you can check my calendar. Actually, tomorrow at 10 o'clock is a time blocked out to meet with the auditor.
Are you ever given a reason why he's not coming to these meetings?
No.
Never.
Mm. No.
And I think people hearing this are going, why is this happening? And I know, you know, we don't want to assume anything, but do we have any idea why? Is there any inference at all as to why this is happening? Now, knowing that this mistake happened quite a while ago, June of last year,
Look,
I think.
I have offered the assistance of certain employees that under my jurisdiction as mayor to assist with various duties and activities in the auditor's office ever since Auditor Landon was sworn into office. And from time to time, the deputy auditor works with the former deputy auditor on issues to bring them up to speed on things. So the working cooperation does exist between the deputy auditor and the former deputy auditor. But I cannot speak to as why the auditor himself is unwilling to have a working relationship.
Aside from all that, the taxpayers, the tax-paying public of Marion, Ohio, they're the ones who are not happy about this, and some reading about it for the first time and hearing about it right now. What do you say to them at this point? Have they lost anything? How big a mistake is this?
No, I don't think that we've lost anything. You know, a point was made on Monday night. We may have lost some interest because we spent an additional $1.23 million to pay the IRS. So, yeah, we may have lost some interest, but the money where the $1.23 $8 million came from was not in a huge interest-bearing account. But nevertheless, there was some interest that was lost on $1 million. So I do believe that the state will reimburse us for the double payment that happened in June of 2020 or at some point. I don't know how often we have double paid the state of Ohio for the state income tax withholdings. But I do believe that we'll be reimbursed, so no money will be lost. And that's good for the taxpayers. There could be some fines and penalties with the IRS because we have not been paying them, apparently, since June of last year. And that would be lost money that we cannot recover.
Knowing what we know at this point and knowing what we don't know, where do we go from here? What are the major things you need to know and want to know and council needs to know and wants to know after Monday's meeting?
Well, first of all, we need to know how the mistake was made in June. How and why, okay? The auditor alluded to the fact this past Monday night that cross-training was taking place to cover for when the payroll clerk may happen to be out. We only have one payroll clerk. From time to time, that payroll clerk does take vacation. They do take bereavement leave, which is what happened in June of last year. I was told by the auditor that that cross-training was going to take place last year when the clerk was out on bereavement. Now I'm hearing it 9 months later that that cross-training is going to take place. So when will the cross-training actually take place? When will he have somebody else in his office that can fill in for the payroll clerk when that individual is out on legitimately for, you know, sick leave, bereavement, holiday, or even vacation? So that's the first thing. How did the mistake happen? Who made the mistake? How do we correct it from happening again? And secondly, when did the auditor find out that we were not paying the Internal Revenue Service? And how can we minimize the exposure to the IRS in penalties, fines, and fees? And we need to know, was the $1.28 million paid to the IRS done legally and appropriately?
We know that the auditor did not come to you and tell you about this issue. Do we know if he went to anybody on council or anybody in city government and said anything?
I have no knowledge of that.
Knowing the three things we know just after today, the three things we do know is we know four things. We know that this happened, this mispayment happened. We know that there was a period that Auditor Landon knew. We don't know when it was, but we know that there was a period and that you were not alerted, and as I understand it, you still haven't been alerted by him. It was somebody else who had told you about this, that city council was not really told about this, and that the IRS was paid without really anybody else okaying that. Based on those three things and what has happened here, do you feel this is somebody, Auditor Landon, who is competent to continue in this position with those three things happening?
Look, you know, he won a free and fair election in 2019, and I would never take that away from anybody. That's why we have elections every 4 years and sometimes 2 years and occasionally every 6 years with U.S. Senate. It'll be up to the voters to make the determination in 2023 whether he is competent and capable of continuing in that position.
When we look at this, and just a couple questions here before we wrap this up, when you look at this in your history of government, where do you rank this as an issue, a mistake, and things you've seen in your years in government?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't think that we have all the answers yet, so it's going to be really hard for me to rank it until I have all the answers. Some of the questions that you and I have just gone over, we don't know the answers to yet. Once we get the answers to those questions, once somebody is held accountable for this mistake, And once we determine whether the auditor had the authority to continue to pay the IRS the money that they double paid to the state, then I can rank it once I have all the answers and all the information.
If somebody does not have the authority, I would think this question could be answered fairly quickly. What would happen in that scenario to pay the IRS that money that they shouldn't have had access to?
Well, look, I'm not going to say that he doesn't have access to it. That's part of the auditor's responsibility. If you look up the definition in the Ohio Revised Code for a municipal auditor, basically they're a bookkeeper of the city's finances. So there's no doubt that he has access to it. The question is did he have the authority to go ahead and pay that without the consent of city council?
If he did not, where do we go from here?
Well, that's a very good question, Scott. I think that is an unanswered question at this point in time. And as we continue to find answers to this problem, I hope the picture becomes more clear for everybody.
And final question. When you became aware of this, just as a person, because people see this as a big deal, $1.28 million, people have a lot of questions this morning. You have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. The city, the residents of the city of Marion have a lot of questions. Being the mayor, how does this make you feel that now you have to go through this? Or when you heard about it, as a human being, what did you think?
I think it's all very unnecessary. It didn't have to happen this way. True transparency would not have brought us to the point that we are right now. And I think all 9 voting members of council should be asking these questions and more as well. But apparently we only have 3 council members that asked any questions on Monday night.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, that's a very good question. I attribute it to maybe some of them don't want to know the truth.
You know, I know I said that was the final question, but people want to, is the R and the D, Republican, Democrat, is this a big deal in local government? We didn't think it used to be.
Well, I will be honest with you. It has become a much bigger deal in the past 4 years than it ever has in my tenure in municipal government. You know, I've spent a number of years in municipal government, and only a couple of times, maybe 1 or 2 times a year, is it ever a big deal. That's usually when there's a transition of political power from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party on city council, because you have committee assignments and you nominate a new clerk of council. That can get hyper political. But for the most part, most council members are more concerned about doing the people's business, and they don't do it with a D or R when they make those decisions.
When we look back at this, as we wrap this up, when we look back at this, in your opinion, you've seen auditors in this office. How do you feel Auditor Landon has done? You know, the people of the city, I think, would want to know this. Are things going well in the auditor's office, in your opinion?
I really can't answer that question. I don't know.
Well, Mayor, I don't. Oh, go ahead.
I hear the auditor say the word transparency over and over and over again, but I don't think that they understand truly what the word transparency means. If you're truly being transparent, you would have come clean on this issue as soon as you found out there was an issue, and you would have been on a quest to find out how this problem happened, how we correct it, how we prevent it from happening again, how do we recover the money from the state, and do we have the proper and legal authority to pay the IRS the money that we owed them?
Does it sound like this was a case of just somebody who realized they made a mistake and did not want to own up to it? What you just said is what it sounds like.
I honestly don't know. I do have to reserve some judgment until all the facts are in.
Well, Mayor, as I say, you came on very short notice this morning, and now knowing that you have been down with COVID, I really appreciate that, and I hope you're feeling better, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hope that energy comes back real soon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yep. Bye-bye, everyone.
Mayor of the City of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Well, there's the story, as it appears in the Star today. You know, it's a very interesting story, and I thank the mayor for coming on and discussing that, because there are a lot of things here in the story in the Star today that we don't have much knowledge of. Could it be the payment company's fault? Doesn't sound like it, but who knows? And just for the record, I have invited Auditor Landon onto this program, and he has an open invitation to come on any morning he would like, just like the mayor did. So Auditor Landon has been extended that. I extended that invitation to him yesterday, and we would love to hear what he has to say. So the door is open at this particular point. We did not go to one person in this situation. We went to two. They both have been invited. The mayor took us up on that, and we do hope Auditor Landon will take us up on that as well. All right, phone lines are open for 13 minutes here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of what we just heard? Interesting, interesting story here in Marion, to be sure. $1.28 million. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is what we have at this point. From the Marion Star, without question, we have to give them credit for this. $1.28 million in federal taxes was paid to the state for federal taxes that apparently was not supposed to go to the state, was supposed to go to the IRS. And that's the story we have. Now, Auditor Landon says that his office was given a wrong account number by the payment company that deals with the city, and he says that's where this mistake happened, and Councilmen Ayers Ratliff and Kai Mead think there's something wrong with the timeline there, and the IRS was paid $1.28 million, so who knows? Go ahead, caller. Yes.
I can agree with the mayor that they should have been informed a long time ago, and I believe this might be in the auditor's office instead of the payroll office.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, we did learn a lot of things this morning from the mayor as far as the timeline goes.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what comes out of it.
Yeah, we'll see where it all shakes out. Well, I thank you for listening. Oh, go ahead.
I got one more.
Yes.
You were talking about set-down diners in Marion.
Yeah.
The diners south of the mall, right before you get to Betty Bank, you know what I'm talking about, the Marion Diner, whatever it's called, they have set-down dining. You can go in there and sit down.
You know, I'll have to do that. I haven't been to the Marion Diner in a while, but I hear I haven't heard any bad things from it, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, last time I was up there was not too long ago, and they had sat down on him.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the way that goes. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on what we just heard? Now, I think that this is important, an educational tool, a news tool. You know, it's funny, yesterday on this program, we were talking about what is news and what is really reported and is it really important to our daily lives, you know, like the Potato Head story, Mr. Potato Head, and things of that nature. And sometimes it's just a good talking piece, to be honest. You try to inform people and you go from there. But this is certainly important to anybody who lives in Marion, and this is a story. So I think this morning, this is a very important news event that happened Monday night, and people became more aware of it as time progressed, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
But that last story, that was interesting. Something I never heard of. But I think a problem with that is,
like everything in life here, when we get in trouble, when we make a mistake, you try to cover it up and get yourself in more trouble. You try to hide it, I guess. Like, it seemed like they just double paid, and that could have been easily fixed if you just came forward and told the mayor and city council what was going on and fixed the situation instead of trying to hide it, if that's what was going on, if you were trying to hide it. Just get yourself in more trouble that way.
Well, I think there is going to be a question. Did the auditor have the authority, without consulting city council, to pay the $1.28 million to the IRS before the $1.28 had been recovered from the state? Which, to my understanding, they think it's going to be recovered. I think the mayor even said that. But to this point, has not been recovered.
Yeah, right. If you just came clean in the beginning, it wouldn't seem as a scandalous of a deal. It would have been a mistake that happened, and we can fix this, and we'll work together and fix it.
You know, this is a story, though, time and time again, that when people, and we don't know when as the mayor said, we don't know when he became aware of this issue, but when people become aware of something, for some reason, the instinct is to not address it. And I don't know why, as human beings, we are like that. Now, if I'm wrong about that, like I said, Auditor Landon has been invited on this show, and he's more than welcome every morning, and if we are saying things that are not accurate, he can come on and correct us. But, you know, that started with Nixon, I think. People realizing they did something wrong, and the fact that they didn't bring it up when it happened is what ultimately caused the big problem.
Yeah, it's like when you're a little kid and you do something very minor, and you hide it from your parents, and you lie about it, and you make it worse for yourself. You dig the hole deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I think that it's unfortunate it goes that way. But, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open. It's a local story, to be sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour. It's interesting. It's interesting, and as I said, the conversation that we've been having on this station about what is news, what do people need to know, well, this is as local a story as you're going to get, and to be honest, it really speaks to what is going on in the city of Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I know we're probably not supposed to ask you questions, because like, you're the interviewer and it's your show, but I'm going to anyway. How do you get your nerve? I was squirming listening to that interview. You're just ruthless, aren't you, Scott?
No, I'm not sure what you mean. What do you mean?
You just say anything to anyone, and I'm just like, wow, you go for those hardball questions, and I'm like, check you out, Scott Spears.
You know what, that I'll tell you, I've been asked that before, and I don't know that I'm asking a hardball question. You really?
Oh, you just like were like bullseye, and I'm like, dang, you back down. That's for damn sure. I'm just like, how do you do that with like? Oh, no.
Well, this is why I probably won't get invited to the mayor's Christmas party. No, the mayor. You know
you've
what?
You got plenty of people out in the listening audience that are. We got love for you. All you need.
Well, no, I tell you, it's an interesting thing because, and I want to. That's just a joke, you know. Because the mayor to come on. I mean, he knew what he was coming on to talk.
Oh
about.
Yeah.
He didn't know the question, and I want to. Knowing that he had COVID, I didn't know that. So I really appreciate that he did come on this morning. So that just a little joke about the mayor, but.
Well, he's obviously walking the talk that he's talking. He says he believes in transparency, and I think that he's demonstrating that by agreeing to come on the radio on such short notice, not knowing what you're going to ask.
Right, and the only thing he knew was we were going to talk about the money issue that was in the paper yesterday. That's all he knew. He didn't know any questions. I'll tell you, when it comes to the questions, though, if you do think they are ruthless questions,
I don't know if ruthless is the right word, but you don't pull punches, Scott.
Well, here's the reason. There are two reasons for that I've always felt. Number one, I really do feel like I'm here for the audience. I want to ask questions that the audience wants to know answers for. I really don't think of it in regard to me. Now, I probably want to know those answers too, but I think I'm here for the audience, and if I'm going to come in and softball and be friendly with everybody,
well, what's the point?
Why am I here?
Yeah.
You know,
but I just Do you ever feel uncomfortable, or are you just sipping your coffee and you're just rattling these questions off and let the chips lay where they may?
You know what? I really don't feel uncomfortable, and here's the reason. I'll give you the short answer on this. The reason is because if I got off the air and I didn't ask those questions, I would be uncomfortable that I didn't, because I would think I was kind of a patsy, is I guess the best term for that. I would think
you have to have some kind of grit to do what you do. Yeah, and I don't want to sit here like Phil Donahue said. I don't want to sit here looking like I'm trying to kiss a baby, but I'm just sitting here laughing listening to this interview. Like, is there nothing you won't say?
No, you know, I figure that I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's such a thing as an indiscreet question, because truthfully, they can answer it any way they want. I can't control their answer. I'm not a lie detector. So I figure as long as it's a question, as long as it's got an open end to it, I don't think there's any such thing as an indiscreet question.
Well, kudos to you, and thank you for providing much-needed information to the community.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Keep on keeping on, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I appreciate that. I don't know. People say that I ask hard questions, but I don't know. And I was kidding, just to make sure, because people like to twist people's words. I'm sure the mayor would invite me over if he had a Christmas party. I don't think that he knew what we were going to talk about this morning. And I appreciate him coming on, and I really do. That's a lot of people wouldn't have. A lot of people wouldn't have. And he came on live, and he knows this is live. And I've known the mayor long enough. He knows what I'm going to ask as far as questions. He knows I'm not going to softball around with him. So, but I think there is a mutual respect when you interview people for a long, long time. I think it just creeps up. So there you go. But that's the big story today. The story is more important than this stuff we're talking about here. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here. $1.28 million was paid to the state of Ohio for federal taxes when it should have gone to the IRS. The money has not been recovered as of yet, although we do believe it will be recovered. That's what the mayor said, and I believe Auditor Landon has said that as well. But a big question right now is did Auditor Landon have the authority to pay $1.28 million to the IRS with the money not being returned, which it hasn't as of yet? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing good.
So, you know, that is quite a bit, a lot of money to supposedly misplace.
Well, I don't know if he's saying he misplaced it. I think he's saying that...
Well, nobody's saying a lot of anything. The truth is this is all just speculation at this point.
Well, there are some things that aren't speculation. I mean, we do know that it was paid to the state. We do know it hasn't been recovered. We do know that it was also paid to the IRS. We do know those things.
But we also know, supposedly, that the account manager, what is it they're calling it?
The account payment company is what it was referred to.
The payment company. Well, where is the payment company located? Did you find out their name?
Well, Auditor Landon with the Star yesterday said he was not going to release their name at this point because
that would have been a hardball question to ask the mayor. What was that company, and who has vested interest in that company?
So you think there's something going on?
It seems to me, there's plenty going on. I mean, when he says nothing at all, he says a lot. You ask great questions, and you got the answers you want if you listen. The truth is there's a lot going on in the background when it comes to Democratic and Republicans. My fear is that this is really just an attempt to weaponize city council against somebody who might shine light. For example, you know, I would suggest running an audit, just to run an audit.
Of the auditor's office?
If it takes about $12 million to run the city, then let's go ahead and take an audit into that. Wouldn't Marion citizens like to know? Let's take a look at payroll. Let's take a look. You know,
when you say that this might be used to weaponize city council against somebody, who are you referring to?
Well, I'm saying that the mayor may be trying to instigate, a tar and feathering campaign.
Against?
Because maybe something didn't stick just a little while ago.
Now, what are you referring to? What didn't stick in whose...
I'll let the listeners figure that out. Okay, so, but thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, when somebody says nothing, we don't know. But I appreciate the opinion, but I don't, I guess the inference can be made there, but we're not in the business of inference here. We're in the business of news. So people can think or do what they want. You know what? Glenn and I are coming back here in about 15 minutes, so don't you dare go anyway. And again, we thank the mayor for coming on very short notice, and we're glad he's on the upswing from COVID. Did not know that he had that. So good to hear. Thank you, Mayor, for coming on. Glenn Coble and I back in 15 minutes.
WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 supported by CD Mechanical.